I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Keeling and Walsh podcast. We're back, weirdly, to preview a championship game of football halfway through the World Cup. It's just me and Tom this week. We've got a packed show for you, full of lots of research and lots of interest in this game on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Matthew. Why is this game back again? Why are we playing again?
It just really annoyed me because, like, I keep forgetting about it for a kickoff, and then I keep remembering about it. Then I remembered I had to do this, and then I was just like, it would have been really quite a nice Saturday going to the pub about one for the 3 o'clock game, watching the Netherlands USA game, getting nicely steaming, staying out for the whatever the late game is, which we can still do, but that we have to sit in the cold for an hour and a half. Well, you don't, but I don't. I don't have to. I might not. Yeah, it remains to be seen. But well, hey, where would I get inspiration for my dewy-eyed articles from if I didn't go?
I've noticed that there's not been one this week about how great Sunderland are.
No, they come around once every 3 or 4 years, I imagine. I've done two this year, though, so that's probably enough now for the next decade, really. But I didn't really care about this game, to be honest.
It's one of those things where, like, like before this World Cup, no one seemed like interested in the World Cup, and it was like, oh well, you know, it's only a few weeks. We get a few weeks off, and then we're playing again, so you know we can look forward to that. But with everything that goes around a World Cup, especially this hilarious one in Qatar, with everything that's horrible about it, once it actually gets going and you watch a few games,
it's still the World Cup, isn't it?
Still the World Cup, yeah, and you can still go like. You can still like go home and watch like three games, and like
you can kind of have them on at work, and that's the only time it's kind of acceptable to like do that.
Or while you're recording a podcast, which I'm doing right now, it's currently Croatia 0, Belgium 0. Belgium about to go out, so that'd be quite funny for Belgium. It just feels really bizarre that while all this is going on, we have like a league game on Saturday.
It's just weird.
Like, yeah.
Not only that, it's a dinner time as well, which is just like, I get they have to do that because it could have potentially clashed with the World Cup game. And I guess maybe they're not allowed to do that in the championship. I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing or what.
I'm not particularly sure because this is like, this has never happened before.
It'll probably never happen again until Saudi Arabia get it in 2030.
But it's also good that, like, I mean,
well, some of them games will be in Newcastle. So.
yeah, the little outpost of Newcastle.
Hamlet of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that would be quite nice for them. It's just, well, at least like Sky have got something to do. And even when like they can't show any games, they've managed to put the game on at like at just a stupid time.
It's very funny, the Sky coverage while the World Cup's on, because I work from home a couple of days a week now, and I put it on in the morning, and they spend hours talking about the World Cup, and they can't show any of it.
It's great, isn't it?
They've just got Lee Hendry in the studio talking about like Jack Grealish for hours. It's like, why are you can do something else? Just put something else on. Just close down and don't charge anyone for a month.
Yeah, that. I mean, people should have done that, really. If you did do that, you're a very clever person.
Yeah.
That you just got a month off of Sky. It's a bit like when they do like Champions League now, and they have to do it like Gillette Soccer Saturday. And it's like, well, everyone's watching it somewhere else. Although saying that, it's not as bad as saying like if BT had the World Cup, we'd have like Jake Humphrey trying to extol the virtues of, you know, well, actually, the Qataris are a bit misunderstood. And once you get to Doha, it's actually quite nice.
Quite nice. Quite warm.
Yeah, it's very warm and, you know, very hospitable to, like, you know, the white, rich television presenters.
I hate him. Like, he's just an atrocious human being. I really don't like him at all.
He just, what was that? He does that. I mean, like, this is the bar when it comes to like podcasts, and he does like natural, and he does what it's called like the high performance podcast. Like, you present like Champions League football. It's not as like, it's not like you're going running up like Mount Everest or something like that.
Yeah. He's just an intolerable man. Like, I hate everything about him. He searches his name on Twitter as well.
Does he? Maybe he could.
I'm probably on LinkedIn.
I mean, he is like the embodiment of LinkedIn, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dreadful. What else can we talk about before we have to talk about this?
Lukaku's just missed an absolute another sitter. That's
well, he
like
missed.
Three now.
Weird, really, because Belgium have just looked just inept throughout the whole tournament. They beat Canada. Like, well done, lads. Like,
they beat Canada after being battered by Canada.
By just a man from Concert managing it.
He has bad vibes. I don't know. I don't like him,
no. Mag as well. So,
right, well.
Yeah.
Mag's spidey senses were tingling.
Well, he's from Chris's Concert, which is obviously split. I don't know what the weighting is in the Chris's Concert, but I think it's probably more Mag.
He'll become more Mag.
Everywhere he'll become more
in the coming years.
Which is exciting. We've got that to look forward to.
Durham Mag, not great. Though.
Hartlepool Mags. Particularly, Hartlepool. You have a football league team. Just go
yeah.
Walsall Mags.
Right, Lukaku's now just missed a fourth open net.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
You know, I could just like provide commentary on this game, which by the time this goes out, everyone will have seen. Keep doing that.
This is what we're doing.
Oh my, how is he missed
that?
Can
you tell? I'm very excited about this game on Saturday.
How can you be like, how can you get up for it? Well,
when we've got out of League One, we've still found ourselves in such a League One position to be playing while a major tournament is going on. And it's like when the club are going, our game on Saturday has been selected for coverage by Sky Sports. Yeah, because it's the only game on outside of League One and Two.
I didn't know it was the only game.
Yeah, no one else is playing.
Oh, dear. Well, couldn't we, like, you know, because this is the game from, like, when the Queen died, isn't
Queen
it?
Died,
like, can't we, like, put it in, like, essentially that weekend after we've been knocked out the FA Cup?
We just not play it. No one will notice. Like, no one's going to. If they just put a point on each Sunderland and Millwall and said we'd play in it and draw it, no one's going to watch it. No one's going to know. If they just do that and just go out, look, it was a draw. We did play it. Like, it was 0-0. Like, it was 0-0. So
we just lost all the footage from it.
But honestly, terrible like mistake. Really, but it deleted itself as soon as it was recorded. All the radio transmissions were blocked because of the World Cup. So, but it was we did play it. It was 0-0. Yeah,
that's it. I feel for like like, I don't know, the Millwall fans who have to get up at like 5 a.m. to get up for this game.
You just wouldn't do it.
No, you wouldn't, though. I mean, like, I don't know, they'll probably bring like a couple hundred, but like, it just sounds weird, like, discussing this.
Just like, their day is just going to be utterly miserable, because even if they win, right, say you've got like, you're going to be travelling back, you're going to miss all of the World Cup games on the afternoon.
Yeah, you will.
Travelling back on the train. You're probably going to get back in London just as the second one finishes at 8:30.
Oh, bloody hell. Yeah, because they kick off at 7 in the UK, don't they?
Yeah. So it's going to be, like, say the game's going to, someone's game's going to finish at probably, what, 2:30?
Yeah. Like, probably 3,
really. Like, really, by the time. So they're not getting a train until 4 at the very earliest, 3 hours, isn't it? They don't live at King's Cross Station, do they?
So no.
By the time they get anywhere, you know. So. Yeah, anyway, right. Well, there's been some Sunderland involvement in the World Cup, I guess. Bailey Wright's still in it.
So yeah.
Well done to him.
He came on as well, didn't he? Shored up that Australian rear guard to keep out, admittedly, a woeful Denmark.
Denmark, yeah, Denmark looked bad. And then Deuce and Burnett played for Costa Rica. He's still got a game left. I think they play tomorrow.
It's tonight. Well, you'll know what's happened to him by the time this comes out. But yeah, he could they still get through? I think he could.
Well, somehow. Either way, he's not going to. I mean, he's not playing for us on Saturday. So,
no. Although, technically they could go through, but they'd have to beat Germany.
Well, they're not going to do that, probably.
Yeah, you never. Yeah, it's looked bad. It's like Costa Rica 2, Germany 0, as this podcast comes out.
Well, he's not playing. Not for Sunderland. He might well play for Costa Rica. He won't be playing for Sunderland. Obviously, Bailey Wright won't be. Ross Stewart presumably still will be.
Apparently he might. Right. So, you know, that's exciting. Put him in the shop window.
Yeah, put him in the Phoenix window.
That's a Phoenix window. That's what the mags will buy him for, just to put him.
They just put him in Phoenix window. What are you doing? I don't know. It's funny, isn't it? Like, it's like turn him over and walking past. He's not even playing. He just stood there,
going in for his his nice like Christmas biscuits, like treating himself to like Phoenix. Like, well, I bet they do like a nice butter shortbread. That'd be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, like from the lovely food hall.
Oh yeah.
Can you tell that we're not bothered about this game?
Oh well, Belgium have just gone out. So. That's sad for Belgium, a country that I would be visiting next week. So I commiserate with them. All right, what's happening with Sunderland? It's one. I saw an article the other day. It's just like, you know,
my earphones there. Whoops.
They're saying, oh yeah, it's you know, it's felt really long since it's been back, and it's been like, you know, it's good to get them back. It's like, I don't know, is it? It's just like we've been treated to this like the highest caliber of football,
and even the shit games are funny and good. I think Gareth made the point in the group chat the other day that some of the games are like League One standard. Yeah, but they're like funny.
Yeah, because it's like these players are playing as if their lives depended on
it.
And they might still be rubbish, but it's like...
Yeah, and even like the shit teams have got like a good player who's looking around going, oh, fuck. Like, because it's like, who am I going to pass to? It's just some like Burke from like Rochdale.
Yeah. I was going to say that was Wales, but then
but Gareth, even they were shit.
Gareth Bale's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, he was abysmal, wasn't he?
So you had, I don't know, who was good for Wales?
No, none of them were good, really.
I was going to say, like, Neco Williams looking around, and there's just some loser from Los Angeles FC. He's not played in 3 years.
Just looking up, and it's like, who could I pass to? Swindon Town's Johnny Williams.
Oh, dear.
Say, they should have turned into the bench and been like,
maybe I shouldn't have built a squad, you know, picked a squad on just sentiment and good lads around the place. Like, is Chris Gunter going to drag us out this Iran-shaped hole?
Hey, it's like the Rob Page is like Brent when he goes on that date and you turn around and see Johnny Williams.
Yeah.
Said he'd wear a Wales tracksuit, so I recognise him. So Johnny Williams, he brought a dog. We don't know anything about Millwall. We've decided that their manager is Gary Rowett because it feels about right.
Yeah.
And Tom thinks that they're about sixth.
I think they're about sixth. Like, you know, like I said, there's been World Cup games going on.
No one's listening to this. No one cares about
it. I know. It's also like,
no one even bothered asking us any questions. They're not even going to get.
No, we've not even got daft questions because people have got better things to do. Like, I don't know, go out and get hammered at Christmas or go out and get hammered and watch the World Cup. Whereas we're sat in like two losers, like looking at Millwall's Wikipedia page, trying to glean anything from it.
Yeah. Does Tom Bradshaw still play for Millwall?
Give me a second.
I think he does. He used to play for Walsall.
All right. Well, that's yes, he does. Tom Bradshaw. He has played one game so far. Well, according to Wikipedia.
There we go. Oh well. Hopefully, he's playing on Saturday. That'd be nice to see him. Nice to see his name read out by a man that I used to know.
34 goals in 70 games for Walsall. That's pretty.
Yeah, good. He was good. Yeah. I might drop in some of these questions throughout the podcast, such as this one by Macam and Morgan.
Okay.
If you had to spend 24 hours with a particular Sunderland character, who would it be and where would you spend it? The OK Diner with the bag man?
Define character.
I believe like means like one of those people that you just see in Sunderland Town Centre. Like Dave Brave, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't you feel this one since I have never
probably
lived in Sunderland.
Is it a guy that used to come to go to like nightclubs, just like a hat and cane.
That's good.
Well, I don't know, he might be dead now. The bag man, again, I've read this out really without thinking about how I'm going to answer this question. Yeah. I come back to it. I won't. Okay. We'll just quietly pin that like Rick's newsletter. move back to actual football. Who would you play on Saturday? No one cared. Like,
I was going to say, it's like, well, as like most of us did, I paid £7.50 to watch our game in a car park.
Very funny.
No, I absolutely did not do that. But I did watch like the one goal we scored.
Oh, did you? Who scored?
Ahmad scored.
Oh, well, he'll play.
Yes, he will play. It was just really funny. Well, like, they'd gone out, you know, they'd gone out to Dubai to have this, like, you know, warm weather trade, and it's like, ooh, Dubai. And it's just like this football pitch on like a sealed off, like, training center that looked like a bit like goals. And it's just like, it zoomed out, and there was just nothing for miles, just like wasteland. Just like this, I was like, that's Dubai, eh? It's like,
it's a place that I've got no wish to go. But yeah, so I didn't watch that. I enjoyed people complaining about the stream quality. Just don't watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it, and especially do not pay for it.
World Cup was on as well.
It's just like, I mean, like, I guess people like watching their team.
Yeah, but
I feel there's a limit.
I feel like that sort of thing was kind of, you know, when lockdown was on and nothing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it then. But like, it was a Friday afternoon.
When you're watching, like, when we all went like stir crazy and started watching like the South Korean like Premier League.
Yeah.
Like, because it was the only football that was on.
So, oh, yeah. That's the K League's on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Put it on for 3 minutes, God. It's all right, this. It's okay. The Portuguese league's on later.
It's like, maybe I'll go and have me like second lot of exercise I'm allowed.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just go to bed. Yeah. 5 in the afternoon, yeah.
Yes, yeah, like, well, tomorrow's going to be exactly the same, so might as well just go now.
We're lazy in league tomorrow. Very exciting. Yeah. This is what this game feels like.
I mean, this one isn't as bad as what will be the Monday night game. Why is that on Monday? If they're doing this, if they insist we play during a World Cup, can you not put it on a Monday night? It's just, oh God. And it's also like as I've like looked at, like Millwall are all right, and we're terrible at home. So.
Yeah, well, we've only won two. I was talking to my dad, this was on about this last night, and he was, again, annoyed by, well, just me, my general presence, I think. But I think he was annoyed that I said that I wasn't bothered about the game and I don't really care. and he was like, well, I think we're all right. I think we'll win. I was like, why? We've won two games at all. One of them against Wigan, one of them against Rotherham, both of which you got promoted with us.
That's yeah.
We looked good in the last game against Birmingham, to be fair. We played well.
But we always seem to be all right away from home.
We just play so much better away from home. The whole performances have been largely... I think like the lads were saying on Monday about the amount of times that you've come away from the games thinking, oh, we really should have won that. I mean, the top of my head, really. Norwich, yeah, fair enough. But the Preston and Blackpool draws, the more you look at them and the way we've played since at home, you think, well, it's sort of about right, really. Feels like where we are as a team is to draw them games.
Yeah, it also feels like the only real game that stands out for me in since has been that freak QPR game.
Yeah,
we should have just won that. At the Burnley game, like, they're probably going to win the league or get close to it. So
I think the thing with the Burnley game was, I'd have thought I was fine with losing to Burnley. It was just obviously going 2-0 up and then losing it.
Yeah.
It was a bit like, quite annoyed now. I mean, I was over that after 3 or 4 minutes.
So. Yeah, I mean, you get over it and it's like,
but you whatever. Do, it's, you know, questioning the integrity of the officials. But
yeah, if you're stewing over it, defeat at Blackburn for like days on end again. I have, you need to have a look at yourself.
I have calmed down from that. Yeah.
That's good, mate. I'm glad.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, and it's also like these teams we're playing at the moment, like coming up, Millwall, West Brom, Hull, Blackburn, Wigan, Blackpool. It's only really Blackburn that are like the good.
Yeah, they're just games where the games where you think, oh, we'll probably pick up, you know, 3 wins from them, but in reality, we'll probably win 2, draw 1, lose to Blackburn, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It's these games, like the games against, like, say for example, like Wigan away. We always seem to beat Wigan of late.
Yeah.
So that's good. I could see us winning at Hull.
Yeah.
It's just these home games, just like,
that's the thing. Like, if we were previewing Millwall away, I'd be thinking, yeah, you know, like, but it's just the way we seem to approach home games and the way we start them, the way we play, they're just not. It's weird. It's like watching two different teams, and it's like, it's the reverse of what Sunderland used to be. The home games were always like, you know, everyone would, you'd go to the home games and you'd think, oh, well, we're not going to lose this because we're at home. I know it was a long time ago in terms of thinking that, but even when we were crap in the, like under Bruce and stuff, the home record was like, our away record in the Premier League was largely atrocious. And like, it seems to have kind of flipped, really. Like, even that, I know it was the lockdown season with no fans in, but the amount of games we lost in that season at home was just wild and chucking away points. But I don't know. Anyway, we are played at home, so that's happening. We should just play at the academy.
can we just play in like Qatar?
Yeah. can we just pick a game and like we'll pick that team to be us? We'll pick that team to be us, and like whoever wins, just replicate that result, really. They play like Netherlands versus USA. We'll be Netherlands and they can be USA. Just like, oh, Millwall have won.
Yeah.
No.
So we won three of our, I don't know, two of the last three away.
Yeah, so like,
then lost two or three at home.
I don't know how he's going to approach it. The good news is obviously, like, the players have had time to recover from that game. Any tiredness and any little niggles. Should have probably gone away, really. Sims should be fully fit. I know he played against Birmingham. And Huggins obviously played that game.
Yeah.
So he did well, I thought, considering he hadn't played a game of football for a year. I thought he showed bits of quality. Obviously, he got caught. His fitness was kind of, saw him caught out a few times, but I thought he was good. And I thought Trihume did okay on the other side. Bailey Wright obviously played in that game. Gave the goal away, so he won't be playing on Saturday. So,
but
is Ballard anywhere near returning?
I'm just reading the fitness update. There's no word on Ballard, but Elise is back, and so
is Gooch. You'd think he'd come in alongside, he just will, won't he?
Yeah, he will. I mean, That's actually, in fairness, it's like in terms of injuries, that break's actually come at quite a good time.
Yeah, it's not been bad, really.
And then, it seems a bit mixed messages on Ross Stewart, because he's been full training in Dubai, and he's also been training back here as well. So they're going to... I think he might be on the bench, actually.
If he's anywhere near fit, it's probably worth having on the bench just to give us a bit of a lift, really.
Yeah, and he's saying that after this game against Millwall, we've got 9 days then until the West Brom game. So then if he gets maybe 20 minutes against Millwall and then he can start again. And if that goes well, then he can start against West Brom.
Yeah.
And then just in time for us to sell him.
We're getting nicely up to speed for Middlesbrough, won't we? So
if he went to Middlesbrough, that would be just like, that is very us. It'd
be just terrible because we play Middlesbrough in January.
like a Lewis Grabban situation, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
Giving it the cup to you. Yeah.
It's great.
But you know exactly what's going to happen. It's just going to be like, we're going to sell him. The club will be like, well, we gave him an offer. All our fans will turn on him. Then he'll get booed. And then he'll score. And then,
of course.
It's the beautiful Sunderland cycle of players that we like and then are actually quite good. And then the club manages to engineer, so we hate them.
Yeah. I don't like them anymore.
Yeah, so...
Well, he was shit anyway, wasn't he? Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was good. He was Evans good. Will play in the middle, you think.
Oh, yes.
And alongside Neil, maybe.
Yeah. I forgot what players
are. I have as well. There's no point really doing this. I'll just read us a question. questions instead.
It's the return of George Honeyman. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah.
Who, in hindsight...
derided George Honeyman.
Well, was he derided? I thought he was all right.
I quite liked him, but...
No, he's one of those where just like...
well liked, was he?
Yeah, everything... was it the 7 out of 10 thing? That was always the...
Yeah, it was really funny. That.
Yeah, and it was banter.
Ooh. Woo.
Woo, yeah. Indeed.
You can interview him soon. Twang Macum has asked, I'm just interjecting with questions.
All right, nice, all right.
Because we're going to run out of things to talk about. Who would you like? Oh, no, this is a football. Oh, what are you doing? Who would you like brought in January? And also, who would you like to replace Stuart if the rumours are to be believed? And also, why do I hate IKEA so much? Well, Paul, and Paul's replied underneath saying there is zero chance Matt and Tom will answer that. Far too sensible a question for them to. Yes, I agree. I won't be answering that, but I will answer the IKEA question. Don't know why does he hate IKEA so much? Is it because it's just a complete hellhole?
I mean, the thing is, it's like the IKEAs in the UK, they're always ones on like big like retail parks or like industrial estates, and they have the like you know. You have to go one way round it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't particularly like them. But we have, like, an IKEA, like, in the city centre.
Well, see, now I like that. I like IKEA's things. I like their stuff.
It's great because it's, like, you can get all your kitchen stuff for, like, €4.
Yeah,
like,
it's great.
It's really good.
So, I don't know why you I understand your reasons for hating the concept of it. Their product is good.
Is he saying that he hates it?
Yeah, he hates. Yeah, he's yeah.
Why is he asking us? Why don't he ask himself?
I don't know. I think he was just desperately trying to put something on that we'd answer rather than
I can answer his one about Ross Stewart as well.
Yeah, go on then.
The answer is Leon Diaku.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Well,
when we sell Ross Stewart, he will be the player that replaces Ross Stewart.
Well, I think if we are to try and answer that question, to think of a replacement, you know, who we should sign instead of Ross Stewart, I don't know because if you sell him, I don't know how much you're going to get for him. You don't know how much the club are willing to invest, even though we've been told that's what we will do. It'll either be a kid from, in my opinion, a kid from, you know, Leicester's reserves academy sort of thing, or someone on loan, or taking a chance on someone from League One. I don't know. There's no point in me answering it because I'll just get shot down by people saying I'm being all negative. But I don't think that they'll replace him with anyone proven.
I also think that it was a bit of a kind of a grey area of who actually signed Ross Stewart, whether it was Speakman or whether it was Lee Johnson. And I think they got, they did strike gold with that. And whoever made the call on it it's been vindicated.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But I don't know, like, say we get, if you don't sign a contract, it's going to be like $5 million, isn't it?
Well, this is it. Like, I don't understand. They've got that year to trigger as well. Why don't just do that?
Just do that, and then
it doesn't look like he's going to sign a 3 or 4 year deal.
No, well, I don't know. He might. I don't know what they're faffing on with, but it's like, if he's not going to sign it, just trigger this thing, and then just take the money. And then we can do all the dance of, you know, well, we offered him the best deal ever. And it's like, well, if you offered him the best deal ever, then it must have been quite a bad best deal ever.
Yeah.
So, but anyway,
they should do that, really. Like, to be serious about it, he's not going to sign an extended contract. Just keep him, you know, under contract so you can at least get maybe 10 million quid for him. Rather than just, we'll not do that. Oh, we haven't sold him in January. Oh, no, he's going to go. Feel that this season, you know, like, unless you're going to keep him long-term, this season, we're not going to be fighting to go up. We're not going to like, I don't think we're going to get relegated.
No.
I think just keeping him and running down the 6 months of his contract to fire us to 14 is pointless. Like, you might as well either keep him long term or, you know.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like, if you sign this contract, you do this extension now, then you still don't really have to, you don't have to sell him in January.
No.
You can wait till summer. Yeah, he'll have 18 months left on his contract. Or maybe whatever.
We'd have a year left in the summer, wouldn't we? So he'd have next season.
Right, yeah. So, and then you can, then you've still got to, you can actually command some kind of price.
Or you can go, or he signs, he triggers that, he plays, we finished eighth, and you go, look, next season we're going to be investing this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
Sell it to him.
I mean,
they won't do that.
No, though. I know, that's what you want them to do, really. It's like, you're the kind of, like, we want you to, like, we have this plan and we want you to grow with us.
We're going to build it around you.
Yeah.
Not making captain, you know what I mean? But, like, that's sort of, like...
Yeah, and we've got, like... These, like, we've got a plan of what kind of this kind of players that we're going to bring in, or yada yada. And like,
we're going to, because we want you there, and we're going
to,
you, blah blah blah. The aim is to get promoted, etc. etc. They won't do that, he'll go to Wigan for 5 million.
No, that's the thing. It's like, you want to, like, a proper, like, functioning club, or like, you know, this forward thinking club, that would be the plan, and that would be, well, maybe they just think. They don't think he's that good.
Well,
I don't know why.
Well,
they might have other ideas. Maybe they think, well, we can get this guy from, I don't know, Bastia for,
whoa, yeah,
like a million. He's 17 and he's like, he can't speak English. And he's played like 3 games for Bastia. So we'll just get him in and hope for the best. Because it's like we've said about before, it's like this season's a free hit. Just don't go down.
Like, the patience is going to run out, though, if this is the case next season. But
this time next season we're like 18th or 19th.
Yeah,
and we've sold all our best players. It's
This is like, this time next season is kind of where you want it. Like, right, what are the plans then? Like, where are we looking, and where's the ambition, and, you know, etc. But hey, that's for next season. Connor's asked, on average, how much do you think a workplace coffee machine gets deep cleaned? And Richard's replied underneath saying, don't say a word, Matthew. Richard has said that because Richard, I work with Richard now, and he has broken the coffee machine in the office.
His what, first week?
A week in, and he's completely broken it. So
how did he break it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I was nowhere to be seen in the premises.
Risky business doing that while you're on, like, you know,
when you're on purpose.
No, but it still is, you know, like when you're on probation and stuff like that.
Probably,
you know,
been
when first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick just work. Like, you know, when it comes to the end of, like, yeah, so, when you know, the month ends, it's like, yeah, we'd like to discuss. Yeah, you've been doing great work. But the coffee machine.
Yeah. That was, you know, that is a mark against your name there, Richard.
Some things, you know, irreversible. That was everyone loved that. It was like, it was 3 days away from retirement.
He won't be happy about this. I don't really care.
I'd also say, like, you can tell when, like, there's a coffee machine here, and I think it gets deep cleaned like every week, and when it hasn't, like, and it. Say it hasn't for like 2 weeks, and then it gets deep cleaned. The coffee tastes like 10 times better.
I think he's I think the one in question had like a button that just automatically sort of like cleaned it through, and you put like some kind of cleaning. I say had, because it's now dead. I think that's it. There weren't that many questions really. Don't think. Craig Pascal has asked, how far past the best before date would you go? Well, it depends, doesn't it?
It depends on what.
Like, obviously, we're not talking news by, we're talking best before, but even so, you can just usually tell. Like, crisps, you're fine, you know, a couple of years.
I'd say yogurts you can eat like 2 weeks after.
They might be fizzy, though.
Yeah, but sometimes they have this kind of like silky layer on top, and you just mix that in, it's all right.
Yeah, you're not going to die.
Yeah.
the next podcast. Welcome to the Keeling podcast.
Sadly. I did have a chicken breast the other day that was like 2 days after.
Ooh,
and I was like,
you cooked it well.
Oh yeah, I did. I
made sure actually 4 hours
left. The shit out of it, yeah. And it was like
chicken,
you know,
breast winking at me.
I was just like, you just felt this, you know, that faintest of smell. Where you're like, and I was like, if I cook it out, it might be fine. And it was fine, so I'm still here.
Wouldn't make a habit of that.
No.
Really. No. This is probably a disclaimer, really. Don't do that.
Don't mess with chicken. Like, chicken will see you off.
Yeah, it will. Don't fuck about with it, really. I don't know. It depends on the product entirely. So it's quite a vague question, really.
It should have been more specific.
Really. Like with eggs. Eggs say best before, but if you open it, it smells like drains. And don't eat.
it's the yolk's like greed.
If your food looks like a bush on a trial,
yeah,
then don't eat it.
Yeah, if it smells funny and it's not supposed to smell funny.
I don't think he's asking for advice, to be fair.
No, he's not. He's sat at home with like a yogurt.
I've got some pork. What I'll do is I'll tweet this football podcast on Thursday.
Pork is an absolute like devil when it comes to like that.
You don't want to be dicking about like that. I mean, you're in bother if that goes west, really.
Yeah, really are. You could, like, well, it
kind of with, like, tapeworm.
Oh. And my brother once got food poisoning off pork, and he said it's ruthless.
That's it, really.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you need to do the predictions.
All right, okay, yeah.
Did we do this? I can't remember.
We haven't done it, but... I have something to announce for the prediction league that I have thought of a prize that we should have.
Is it £11?
It is £11. But it has to be delivered in the form of a check.
Right, okay. Like a big novelty check.
Yeah, the bigger the novelty check, the better.
Okay.
So, just to remind everyone of the scores, Matt, you're on 5 and I'm on 13. Right. So, a lot to.
What did I
back.
Predict for the Birmingham game?
Hang on. You had 1-1. I had a 1-0 defeat. I mean, obviously, we
won. A point for being closer. Or...
I'm not dishing out pity points just yet.
Okay. Right, fine. Okay. I think we'll draw 0-0 on Saturday.
Oh, God. that'd be so. I think. We've got to win a home game eventually. And, 2-1. 2-1. Okay. We'll win. And what do you think for later? Have you got a Germany going to go through?
I think they probably will. I think they'll beat Costa Rica. And Spain will beat Japan. So
that would be Germany and Spain going through, which is a bit kind of anticlimactic. But
yeah, especially after the first game when Germany, everyone was, they're out. They're never going to know the draw. Okay.
Nah, just wait. Just calm down. It's a long thing. We should plug the live show of the other podcast.
Oh, yeah. The other podcast that I do. Yes. So we've been, talking about Faye Fantaro and her fight. She's, for those of you who don't know, she's a singer-songwriter from Sunderland. She's been diagnosed with a rare brain tumour for which she needs to raise £450,000 to fly to America for a trial treatment, which can be curative. I think 40% of the target's been hit. So, yeah, we're doing a from the terraces. We're doing a live podcast at Port Independent in Sunderland on the 22nd of December. Myself and
it's on the tip.
Me and he's on the ticket. Anyway, he's on the poster.
He's on somewhere. Right. Yeah,
We're doing a live show to raise money. All the proceeds are going to go to that at £6 a ticket. There are a few left. There's not actually too many, but remarkably, there aren't actually that many.
Yeah, it's sold insanely well.
So we've got Garth on from Pit Pony. We've got Big Fat Big. They're just going to be totally general rubbish. to us. We're going to see if we can get a couple of surprises for you as well, the guests. So there'll be games, there'll be quizzes, prizes, raffles, beer, obviously. And then, yeah, come for a beer with us and stuff after. Tom will be there as well, so you can come and see.
Yeah,
Tom,
I will.
And give him £11.
If everyone can give me £11, that'd be great.
If you can't make it, you can still donate. Obviously, they're just given a link. I will tweet it out with the pod again, but it's Fight for Faith on the socials and on Just Giving. So, yeah, so if you're going to donate, if you've got a few spare quid, pop it Faith's way.
I think everyone should, instead of giving £11 to me, everyone should donate their daily £11 to this very good
cause. That would be a great idea, yeah. Instead of buying, you know, dishwasher tablets and stuff, like the old one. Everyone gives £11, then that would be great. And buy a ticket and come and see me, Stu.
And buy me a pint.
Yeah, buy Tom a pint. That would be nice, really. Yes, right. I might be back on that. To be honest, it's going to probably be some kind of reaction pod on Saturday, but if I'm honest, the World Cup's on. So,
yeah, maybe swallowed up by that.
If I do a pod on Saturday, you're not listening to it because you're going to be watching USA versus the Netherlands and then whatever the game is at 7 o'clock. Aren't you?
Yes, all right.
And then we'll be back next week to preview that West Brom game on the Monday. I can't wait already. Those Thursdays are back, Tom.
Woo!
Right. We'll speak to you soon. I'm not ringing you. You can ring Gareth. I'm 07. Right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.